أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. This ayat which is under discussion, and that is that how our Sharia is formed. Firstly from the Quran Sharif, after that Hadith, and after that the ijma, the consensus of the ulama when they agree on a certain masala, and qiyas and logic, analogy, comparison. After explaining these four things, Allah Ta'ala says, those will accept and believe it, in kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir. Agar yaqeen rakhte ho Allah par aur qiyamat ke din par. This is for those people who have iman on Allah in the last day. And with regard to the same four things, that is following the Quran Sharif firstly, and if something is not found in the Quran Sharif, then the Hadith. If it is not found there, then the consensus of the ulama. If it is not there, then it is by qiyas, by comparison, logic. And so with regard to the same four things also, Allah says, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا. Ye baat achhi hai aur bahut behtar hai uska anjaam. This year is the best, and the result of it is the best as well. So these are the four things that we should follow, on which our Shariat is based. However, the Salafis, they deny the second two things. They say only Quran and Hadith. They don't follow the consensus of the ulama. In fact, they don't follow the consensus of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And yet they call themselves that they are those who follow Quran and Hadith. We find that in Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, which they accept wholeheartedly. And in his Bukhari Sharif, Kitabul I'tisam, he explains that it is necessary to follow these four forms. First Quran Sharif, then Hadith, then consensus of the ulama, and then Qiyas. He explains that there, they say they accept Bukhari Sharif wholeheartedly, but they reject this. They don't believe and they don't accept that also. So much so that they don't accept the consensus of the Sahaba. The Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, had all agreed that Taraweeh will be 20 rakats of namaz. And this carried on in the Ummah for 1400 years. It is only the Salafis who came up with the idea of 8 rakats of Taraweeh. And now in the Haramain, they're making 10 rakats. Whereas it was from the time of the Sahaba, over 1400 years, Taraweeh was accepted in the world as 20 rakats. And still generally in the world, 20 rakats Taraweeh is the correct procedure which is present there. In the same way, a person who gives 3 talaqs, they are 3, and that is accepted by the ummah. But it is the Salafis who say that the 3 talaqs are 1. How does 3 make 1? That only they know, how they come to that. But they say if you give 3 talaqs, it is only 1 talaq. Whereas the consensus of the Sahaba also is that 3 talaqs are 3. In many, many things, they differ from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And it is very important for us that we don't get caught up with them. Especially when we go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, then they try and poison the minds of the people. For example, they say, what should we follow? Quran, Hadith. Then they ask you that whether you make Rafi Yadeen. How the Shafis pick up their hands in namaz at all the postures, they ask you, you do that? You say, no, we don't do that. Why? Because my ustad did not teach me. So who is your ustad? That is, if you know a little bit more, we will say it is our Hanafi school of thought. Then they show you a hadith where it shows that you must make Rafi Yadeen. Then they'll ask you, who should you follow? The hadith or your ustad? Anyone will say, I must follow hadith, but they won't. They show you all the other hadith which say that you must not make Rafi Yadeen. There are all those hadith also. And to understand the differences between the hadith is not the work of the layman. That is the work of great ulama. So they try and mislead the people in many masalas. So when we go, and whether it's here locally, if we are in contact with any Salafi, or when we go particularly for Hajj Umrah, then there they try and get to the people and explain to them the wrong things. We must be very careful. The correct is that the Sunnah wal Jama'at following one of the four mazhabs, either Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, or Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah. We should not use our own thinking and make our own masalas. We, these were great, great people whom Allah has given great knowledge and proven from Quran and Hadith that we should follow them. So that is the way that we should go. And we should not be influenced by any of these people, and we should protect our iman and our deen everywhere. And especially our children, especially when they go to university and they mix with Shia, they mix with the Salafis, they mix with all the wrong people, and those people try and influence them. And because we did not give our children a good Islamic foundation background, they get easily carried away, and it must not happen that in the greed of some university degree, in the process we lose our deen, we lose our iman, which is the most precious commodity we have got, our iman and our deen. And that must be looked after at all costs. Everything else can be sacrificed for our iman and our deen. That is the most important. For in the akhirah, it is only on the proper deen that a person will get jannah and will be saved from jahannam. Otherwise, it must not happen that a person loses his iman and suffers continuously forever in jahannam. That will be the greatest, greatest loss that there can be. May Allah give us proper understanding, protect our deen, and safeguard us and our progeny and all the Muslims from all the fitnas which are from within also, and the fitnas which are from outside as well.